Welcome to an encounter with the Spirit, Word, and Prayer through the prolific apostolic and teaching ministry of Apostle Femi Lazarus, lead pastor of Sphere of Life Church Global. It is his vision to raise God's end time on.
God has not called you to prove you are the best. He has not. As a leader, you are a broker of gifts and talents.
So, brace up for an experience.
We take charge over every forces. We align everything to the obedience of Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand. Please be seated. God bless you. You want to welcome someone to your right and left and say, good evening, welcome to church. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. So I'm going to continue, but tonight, very, very interesting subject of conversation. Amen. So I showed you a scripture on Sunday, and I'd like to start off from there. Psalms chapter number 11. Psalms chapter number 11, verse 2. Psalms 11, verse 2 says, now the King James says, lo, okay, this one, love, New King James says, for look. Be at alert. The wicked bend their bow. They make ready their harrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. Amen. So, it means that the devil has a special taste for the believer. Yeah. He desires you. And that's what Jesus told Peter. He said, the devil has desired you. None of you have gone to heat before and you have your preference. Talk to me now. This kind of meat, give me chicken or turkey. Alright. So, if the devil is going to pick on his menu list, he wants to pick you. That's what Jesus told Peter. He said, amongst the 12, he has desired you, that he may sift you like wheat. He said, but I prayed for you. Some other time, I'm going to show you how to know when the devil is desiring you. There's a way to know. So we also saw the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Ephesians 6. If you are there, say amen. We'll start reading from verse 10. Ephesians 6, start reading from verse what? 10. So I'm going to read King James translation. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Another word for the word wiles there is that you may be able to stand against the strategies. The what? Strategies. The devil is very strategic. And we have to understand that. In fact, Peter described him that he operates like a wounded lion, looking for who he may what? Devour. So, because we need to understand these things in their simplest form. Lions, you call lions the king of the jungle, am I correct? But the lion is not the strongest, are you aware? The lion is not the fastest, are you aware? Good. So what makes the lion the king of the jungle? Mentality. But they have something. Lions can't run fast. They can't run far. Are you with me?
Are you sure? Or should you pray in the Holy Ghost for a while? Are you with me? What I want to show you now will change your Christian walk. Please, Nakali, come. Stand there. Okay? I want to show you something you need to understand. Let's say a lion is... this individual is standing about 10 kilometers away from the lion. The lion can't catch up. Lions don't know how to run far. And that's why you will read the book of Luke chapter number 4. That when the devil attempted Jesus, he left him for a while. It doesn't matter how pressing the temptation is. The devil does not have enduring strength at a go. If you get this, then you know the principle of these two shall end. So, what the lion does is, they operate as a pack, as a pride, call them the pride of lions. The females are the best hunters. Let's leave that. We are not ready for it. So, they arrange themselves. The first lion that the prey will sight has only one assignment. Scare the prey. The moment the first lion can scare the prey will run where the rest are waiting. That's what the Bible says. Having done all, stand. Anytime you make moves out of fear, you will run into snares. Okay? Never make any move out of fear. You will enter where the devil is waiting. So, look at this. What they do is, when pack of, let's say, thousands of cattle are running through the forest, the lion will never attack them in their numbers. They will wait. They know it doesn't matter how strong a movement is. There will be the tired, there will be the wounded, there will be those who are still young. So they wait for the wounded, they wait for the tired, they wait for the youngest. So, one of the ways you identify those ones is that they are isolated from the rest. And this is why God set the solitary in families. The isolated believer will be the first victim of the devil's hunting. It doesn't matter how hard it gets. Find a way to trust your kind. We are best together. You can never function well outside church. That is, leaving the church now. That I will know God for myself. You can't know Him. How can they know Him except there's a teacher? The work of the local church is beyond just a gathering. It's the ecclesia, the house of senate. It's the place of power. When we gather together like this, we're a force. Are you with me? So that's what the devil does. He sends signals of fear. And that's why when you get into a Kairos moment and you are seeing several attacks happening at the same time, around the same time, understand. You're about to break through. And the devil needs you to make an irrational decision. Sometimes you notice about 5 things in the space of 1 hour. I'm wondering what's going on. Relax. It's just roaring like a wounded lion. The Bible said, like a wounded lion is not the lion. There's only one lion. It's an imitation. And he's wounded because his head has been bruised. And that's why anywhere the subject of spiritual warfare is discussed, it does not end on the note of victory. You have not learned well. The end was achieved before the beginning began. So we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. If you don't fight from victory, you will have to fight for victory. And that's not certain. Amen. Are you with me this evening? We are going somewhere. Where we are going is risky. Just follow me, okay? If at any point you sense the need to get up and pray, relax, get up and pray. Is that okay now? This is one of those nights we'll never forget in a hurry. You know, here, if the teaching will start much more. You wonder, where are we going? Till you enter. The devil can't run far. I wish I could dwell here all day. I wish Reuben had known that the pressure he had to sleep with his father's wife would not be forever. It was for a season, a kairos moment. If you pass that line, devil leaves again and come back with something new. Potiphar's wife tried with Joseph. Joseph ran. The devil said, okay, prison. Left him for a while. No pressure lasts forever. That's why you notice that those things are closing him. Switch to prayer. The weapon of our warfare are mighty through God. You have to operate them through God. You cannot route it through something else. Through God. Say it loud and clear. We pray. Say it again. I'm a prayer warrior. Say it. I'm not lazy in prayer. Hallelujah. Say it again. I'm a prayer warrior. I pray. I eat prayer. I drink prayer. I'm not afraid of prayer. Can I give you a minute to pray the Holy Ghost? Yes. Please be seated. Shakata balai tekedish. Oh yes, shente rogo shente. Sente kebai tabaraka shente. Shene kebalai te rosh te fos. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say that amen with power.
Amen.
Let that amen roar like thunder.
Amen.
Please be seated for a moment. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the strategies. I've shown you the strategies now, right? Of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. If the Bible called them powers, accept that they are powers. When we say the devil is not powerful, we are saying compared to what we have in Christ. But to the man who is outside Christ, he is powerful. To the man who is in Christ, who doesn't know what he has, he is the devil is what? I can share many experiences to know that the devil is. I went to minister somewhere. This should be maybe 13 years ago. It was a crusade. So I told everyone, they've all given their life to Christ. So I said, gather all your idols. We're going to burn them. So they were running inside. It was a village. To gather their idols and bring. And as a reaction to what was happening, rain began to fall only where I was standing. The guy I took to play keyboard for the event ran. And he warned me. He said, I'm a keyboardist. They've not sent me to die. When you are going on these kind of missions, don't call me again. But more real is the victory that we have in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The believer must know that you have the power and the authority in Christ to expel demons. Who can cast out devils? Anybody who is born again and spirit-filled can cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Can you cast out all devils just by doing that? No. There is a category that won't respond except by prayer and fasting. And I've met one like that before. You know, sometimes our generation is so loud. It's not by prayer and fasting. I've seen people try to cast out devils and the demon will slap them. Using the hand of the possessed now. The man of God that the whoever slapped, he said, I command your hand to wither. He said, shh, they have slapped you. When they slapped the pastor, we held our ears. We did not even go close to the demons saw Jesus coming from afar. They bowed. Have you come to torment us? No. We have that authority. Or you can gain authority. God is saying that you park your car 2 villages away to your village, then trek. So they can think you are poor. Wow. That's what you want to do for the rest of your life. When will you be powerful enough and operate as light that when darkness sees you, they bow? Say that, I carry fire. Come on, say it again. So we wrestle against principalities, against what? Powers. So the Bible called them powers. Against rulers of darkness of this world. You know, when you think about demons, when you think about, okay, that's layers of darkness, what comes to your mind is some monkey looking spirits, just some, no, highly intelligent system. More planned than you are. They planned your generation before you were born. And they know what you may likely respond to. Very organized. Mature. They don't react. Some people are living a certain life and they're saying, the devil is not killing me, so it must be grace. No! It needs you to grow in influence so your fall can be loud. And sometimes it's not attacking you, it's attacking those praying for you. And one of the ways you know the devil is attacking those praying for you is that you will get offended at those covering you. So you'll be left vulnerable. Very, very planned attack. The devil is smart. He's not everywhere at the same time. So he runs a government. Powerful administration. You can, when you read your Bible, you can count the number of people that the devil had their time personally. That the devil had their time personally. You can't count. He had the time of Job. He had the time of Moses. He came for very few people. He just has very strong structure. And it is working. Somebody has gone to defile a minor. And they are saying, what brought you here? Says the devil. The devil is saying, my hands are clean. Did I see you? Did I tell you to do anything? Me that I was busy in Japan. But do you know there's something you should be afraid of that is actually more vicious than the devil? The devil is not the highest in that cadre. No. The devil has a master. Yes. There's something that is more serious than the devil. In fact, when you have victory over the devil, then you now face this person. And that was the person that was responsible for turning Lucifer to the devil. Flesh, self, and I will ascend to the throne of God and set my self is more dangerous. That's why you can speak in the Holy Ghost and be full of self. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. These are princes over territories. Very organized system. These were man territories. Against powers. Against rulers of darkness. So there are rulers of darkness that are in charge of some other demons of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places, but some of that tradition say that in heavenly places, these ones are not in your jurisdiction. You have no business with spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. They are not allowed to interfere with us.
But they are there. Maybe one of these days, as we begin to learn further, I'm going to take you on a subject of demonology. The National School of Ministry registration starts soon, so many of you will be able to register and learn all these things from the basics. It said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to... So when he looked at all the arrangement of these powers, principalities, rulers, he said, the best thing to do is not to take a part of the armor. Take everything. Wear everything. Complete gear. Is that okay now? Now he said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, and be able to stand. So look at verse 14 now. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate. So you need to know the truth of God's word. It will hold you together. Because many things will fight your convictions. Okay? Then you also need the breastplate of righteousness. So when the Bible says that the wicked tries to shoot at the upright in heart, what is the defense against that? The awareness that you have as the righteousness of God is a battle strategy. Because the moment you lose that consciousness, you delve into condemnation. And we must understand what it means to be the righteousness of God. It means that I can stand right before God, not because of what I have done, but because of what Christ has done. Let me show you. The first demonstration of that, we have types and shadows of these things. When Adam sinned, said he could not appear before God because he was naked. God told them the consequence. But God didn't leave them. God didn't leave them to keep malice. God waited to make coat and apron for them. Meaning that an animal was killed for them to be covered. Religion is fig leaves. Christ is the covering. Is that okay now? Religion is what you do, your own attempt to be able to stand. You know, when they covered themselves, they could not come out. As if that was what God was checking. But now we can come out knowing we are covered with the righteousness of Christ. And that was what happened when Jacob went to stand before Isaac. Rebekah had killed the ram, or whatever was served. But she also clothed the skin on Jacob. And when Jacob stood before Isaac, Isaac said, this is the voice of Jacob. But when he touched, he said, this is the flesh of Esau. So when we stand before God, it is the voice of Femi Lazarus. For who God sees, the sacrifice of Christ. And the Bible said in Genesis 27, verse 27, that he drew him close and he came close to him and he smelled the smell of his raiment. He said, I will eat and bless you. But when he smelled the sacrifice, he said, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. The Lord therefore give you of the dew from above and the fatness of the earth and plenty corn and wine. When we stand there, it is not your fragrance. It is the fragrance of Christ. When you know this, you can stand boldly, because the moment you doubt whether God is on your side or not, quickly the devil will take over. You must never doubt that. We are not endorsing sin, but we are saying, if any man sin, we have an advocate of the Father. Christ is his name. There's an advocate. So never you sit down and say, now I'm too condemned, no longer useful. No way. He's paid the price. Are you with me? Say, Christ paid the price. Say it again loud and clear. He paid the price. So when you have righteousness consciousness, your heart is protected. Righteousness consciousness. Righteousness. When you know you are the righteousness of Christ, of God in Christ Jesus, you will not misbehave. You will not misbehave. But it is the nature that helps us to do what is right. Praise God. Now look at it. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. So it is important. Preaching the gospel is part of the armor. It is. Are we all supposed to be pastors and preachers and apostles? No way. But don't forget that you can't preach the good news if your life is a bad news. Let your life preach Christ everywhere you get to. Let it testify of who Christ is. Praise God. Then Gentiles will come to the brightness of your rising. They will come. They will come. People have questions. They just want light. Amen. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery dart. So he said, when you have the shield of faith, you will quench the fiery dart of the enemy. You will quench all the arrows launched at your heart. You will quench all the intimidation, all the fear strategy. You will quench them. You will silence them. What it means to quench is for an arrow to be coming with full speed, get before you and just pause. There's no way here. Is that okay now? So there is a system that the devil intends to operate with in the last days. And I'm going to show you the background to this. I'm going to show you a background to this. The book of Malachi chapter number 4. Malachi chapter number 4. Let me show you something. So I have to trace for you. Is that okay? So you can, we can meet up on the same plane. Malachi chapter number 4. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. Oh boy. Let's start reading from verse 5. Malachi 4 verse 5. Behold, I send you who? Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So usually, when we do eschatological study, you see, words like the day of the Lord, the great day of the Lord, the heaven of the Lord, are used. And they describe different time zones. Alright? Now, he said, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before that great day of the Lord. Great and dreadful day, signifying before the great tribulation begins. Are you with me? I will send Elijah the prophet. Now look at it. Oh God. Are you with me? Let's see something. What will he do? Verse 6 now. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. So, before that great day, something must happen. So, Elijah there describes the apostolic and the prophetic movement. You see, on the day of Pentecost, the apostolic ministry began the book, the move. What we have in the book of Acts of the Apostles, the apostolic ministry will wrap it up. That's the prophecy ahead of the church. Because Elijah there signifies the prophetic and the apostolic ministry. We are founded on the foundation of the prophet and apostles, and Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, the apostolic ministry in the last days must achieve this. Verse 6 now, quickly. We must achieve this to turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of children to the fathers. A generation will emerge with much information and little weight, and say, what does the fathers know? Because they perceive the fathers to know less, but the fathers have weight. But in all honesty, they know more than you think. I've been privileged to hang around a few of them. They are deep. And the Nigerian church is falling into that snare now. When God raises a new voice, you put him side by side with the fathers and say, what are they compared to this one? You want to kill the minister. If he's a fool, to take it. One time somebody was comparing me with one of the fathers. I said, me. Who sent you? This must happen.
The fathers must not be allowed to go with what they have. Elisha must catch the mantle of Elijah. Some people feel, you don't mind them. Somebody went to post online one time. Said they call you spiritual father of Nigeria. You don't believe in eternal salvation. You are a spiritual boy. There are statements you make. Even the angels protecting you will run away first. Just run, they escape. There are things demons don't dare say, but believers can say it. Demons. There are things they dare not say. But it takes, and I'm going to show you why. Stay with me. Stay with me. We are going somewhere. So, the reason why this must happen is because of the prophecy in Joel 3, verse 23. Joel chapter number 2, verse 23. There is a word there. There's a word there. Joel 2, 23 now. It says, "Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain." So, there is a move we're expecting, and the Bible calls it the rain. The rain is the former rain and the latter rain. The fathers and the children. Fusion, the rain. We will not have the end time revival until the children find the waters the fathers drank. I know many of these men that does 40 days dry, 3 times every year. That's 120 days already without food. And somebody is pouncing money afternoon and night and say, "I have a rep." It's okay. You can. But there is depth and there is capacity and there is weight. We must be careful. Arrogance must not strip this generation of the mantles. We must never allow pride. And I speak to young ministers. I know God is using you and you are sound. But be careful. Pride goes before all faults. Pride goes before all faults. So that must happen. And because the devil knows that God is sending Elijah again, metaphor now, for the apostolic and the prophetic movement, the devil is also, see, when the old mantle is stirred up, the whole devil will also rise. Are you with me? I want to be sure I'm not leaving you behind. Before you covet the grace on any man, check what kind of devil fights that kind of grace. What you want determines what fights you. There are dimensions of darkness that are not interested in you. They are interested in the mantle you are pursuing. So anyone who dares to pursue this kind will have to face these people. So, when there's an Elijah, there will of necessity be a Jezebel. We read that scripture in 1 Kings chapter number 18. There are revelations that we need to have. Are you with me? 1 Kings chapter number 18. Because this is a prophetic teaching. Now I need you to be very, very active. And stay with me. Is that okay? You need to stay with me. Is that okay? Now, there is something that must be downloaded here tonight. And you will not have constipation. You will receive everything. Is that okay? Very important. Stay with me. Stay with me. Now look at 1 Kings 18 from verse 1. "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, 'Go shew thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.'
And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, and there was sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so. When Jezebel cut off the prophet of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. So Jezebel had been operating, and she went straight for the prophet to eliminate everyone that represent priesthood. She went for the priest and she wanted to kill all of them. But this guy was able to rescue 100 and he kept them in 50s. So, you know what followed? Elijah came. He saw that the altars of God had been broken down. He saw that they had turned to idolatry. And he said, gather the prophet of Baal. And the God that answers by fire, let him be the true God. You know the story. They cried from morning till night. Baal was asleep. He was mocking them. And he said, repair the altar. Cut the sacrifice in pieces. Lay there. Said, pour water. They poured water. Pour it again 7 times. They did. And he called on the name of the Lord. And fire fell. And when fire fell, he killed all those guys. The same way Jezebel had killed the priest of the Lord. Killed all those people. And the news got to Jezebel. And Jezebel said to him, I will kill you, Elijah. I will kill you. It doesn't matter how anointed a man is. There are forces that call him by name. They care less about the anointing. They are dealing with demand. Say, let God do so to me. If by this time tomorrow, I do not cut your head and take your life like you have done. And what did Elijah do? He cried. And he ran for fear. Because Jezebel spoke. Spoke as a person. And what did Elijah enter into? Stage 2. Depression. Became suicidal. How am I better than my forefathers? Have you ever come to that point and say, what's the difference between me and man, those who have gone ahead and the ancestors? How am I different? You are different. You're only depressed. See, let me die now. Let me die. He didn't want his body to be ridiculed. He knew they could cut him into pieces and cut his head. So he said, God, you just kill me. Kill me yourself. Let me die the death. Now what happened? God gave him a food. And he said, eat. And the man heard. Somehow he forgot about dying. And the Bible said, hey, listen to this. He went in the strength of that food for how many days? 40 days. Then God said to him, before you go, go and find 3 categories of men. Number 1, find Jehu. Number 2, find Azahel. Number 3, find Elisha. The reason why the battle is so against only you is because you are the custodian of the priesthood, the prophetic, and the kingship. Distribute it. The end time church must have these 3 standing. Priest, prophet, king. Hey. The reason why we have been defeated is because we are repeating the mistakes of Elijah. Only us. The only place where we take anointing is for ministry. We forget that you need anointing for the palace. You need anointing for the battlefront. Distribute it. And that was what God told him. That's the strategy. It's time to widen our net. Jezebel will come. If you are the only one, it will be easy. Very easy. Knock you out. so, because of the prophecy that has gone ahead of the church, yet again, one more time, we are dealing with that system, Jezebel. Particularly because we are the apostolic generation and the prophetic generation. Let me give you a bit of breakdown about Jezebel. Jezebel was the wife of Ahab, one of the kings in the Old Testament. She stood out to represent the person, or she stands out to represent a person of deception, of manipulation, and wickedness. Jezebel was a queen, but she didn't stop at that. She played a very active role in the kingdom where she was able to terminate anyone that names the name of God. As long as you name the name of a priest, she wants your head. She killed all the prophets in the land before Elijah could return during the drought. Now look at this. Jezebel has no regard for the anointing or the anointed. Because as a person, she has collections of heads of the anointed that she has brought down. Jezebel has no concern. He's not disturbed by your anointing. It doesn't matter the dimension you manifest. She has a collection of those who manifested it earlier that was brought down. And let me say this to you. The Nigerian church should learn not to mock where we should take lessons. If you walk in the wilderness and you see a dead body lying down or somebody bleeding to death with scars of claws on the person's face and blood oozing out, do you stay there and take pictures? Hey, look at this fellow. How are the mighty falling? No.
Because you know, whatever killed this person is not far. When people fall, don't wait around that area. What took them down is around. Learn. Pray. Learn. And pray. Take cover. Take cover. Now let me give you the difference between Jezebel in the Old Testament and Jezebel now. Is that okay? Very important. Because when we understand this, our eyes will be opened. In the Old Testament, she was in the palace of the king. That's the place of influence. She spoke from there. When Ahab wanted the vineyard of Naboth, and Naboth said, I'm not going to give you the vineyard. It's my inheritance. And Ahab went to bed crying, not eating. Jezebel said, go and relax. So you can't be crying like one of the boys around. I will arrange him for you. That land, you will get it. And the Bible said, she got the sons of Belial to testify against him, to bear false accusation. Listen to this. In the last days, not every rumor has the author of truth. The system of Jezebel can lie. And the lies will go well and travel far. Because we don't have love in the church. If somebody that you already suspected is lied against, you have no choice than to believe. After all, you believe the person can do it. If there's any area we are not trained in the end time church, it's in the area of discernment. And because we are not discerning, we replace our lack of discernment with suspicion. We suspect everybody. You can't discern what is true and what is false. You simply don't know it. And it can't be gotten. We can raise discerning Christians. Those who know through the word, this is correct and this is false. And because we can't discern, what we do is that we destroy the whole lump. We destroy the whole lump. We mess up the entire prophetic ministry. If you say he's a prophet, now scam. So since we don't know which is true, just pack everything and we miss out on God's blessings for us. We need to raise people who know the word. Because the angels of darkness will appear as angels of light. So you need to know persons beyond brightness. You need to know when there is tie and suit, but yet it is not God. Are you with me? And sometimes it can look awkward, and it is God. The devil does not have one costume. And you can't box God to a corner because of your suspicious mind. Who is true? Who is genuine? Who is false? Who is lying? Who is fake? These are the questions that should be answered in the last day church. It can't be answered based on factions. It must be answered based on scriptures. And is anyone who is not in our faction, we suspect them. What the devil will do is that the error you are fighting will arise from your camp. It is not faction based. It is scripture based. Are you with me? It is not faction based. It is what? Scripture based. We are getting somewhere. Are you with me? Are you still here? Good. So in the Old Testament, Jezebel, we saw that the person of Jezebel hangs around influence. Because when John the Baptist came in the spirit of what? Elijah. That's not the Bible. The Bible says he will come in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. The word spirit there, the Bible said in the fashion, in the style. And that's why you saw that in the same style he was a man of the wilderness and all that. But in the power means in the authority. But sometimes a generation can choose the style and forget the authority. And when that happens, Jezebel will cut off the head. And she did. John the Baptist was killed, a kind of death that nobody should die. How do you use a prophet as birthday souvenir? That is how much a person can be wasted when you fail to have power. Are you with me? Power can't be negotiated. You must wield it. Pastor, pray for me. Thank God for that. But you too, pray for yourself. Say it, I have power. Come on, say it again. Say, I walk in power. I judge the works of darkness. This is the life I live. I am created with power. I move with power. I speak power. Are you with me? How do you kill John the Baptist like that? Because somebody danced well. And the next person to kill is the person that the Bible says, of all born of woman, there's none as great as he. You know, you would think when they were going to cut the head, it won't cut. Until they brought it out in the charger. And Jezebel. So the two times Elijah showed up, Jezebel won. This is the third time. You need to know the warfare that has gone on for me to teach this today. Because you may not understand. You just think we just show up. We have to fight many things. This is the third time. So Jezebel versus Elijah. Two. And this last one is what determines everything. So is there a generation here ready to fight? Is there a generation ready to understand? So the two times we saw Jezebel, she was in the palace. With Ahab, as Herodias again, palace. The third time now, she's no longer going to be in the palace. Jezebel has left the palace. So let me show you where she is. Revelation chapter number 2. Let's unmask her now. Revelation chapter number 2. Let's start the reading from verse 18. Are you there? And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, this thing says he, says the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass. I know thy works, and thy love, what charity there is, what love, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last, to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you. Because you suffer that woman Jezebel, which called herself prophetess. So she has migrated now, and the system is now amongst us. You suffer. Can we get this in New King James, please? Look at this. He said, I have a few things against you. New King James translation, quickly. Can they be fast? Thank you. I have a few things against you because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach. Not only is she in the church, now she's a teacher. And not only is she teaching, she's prophesying. To teach and seduce my servant to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Jezebel, what are you doing amongst us? I thought the palace was the best. No. Because the devil knows that the church is the seat of power. And Jezebel hangs around power. And the only way Jezebel can succeed, because of the authority of the end time church, if Jezebel stays in the palace, our kind will be there. If Jezebel is amongst us, people will believe Jezebel for her credibility. So she's one of us. See, it's the fellow talking, not a pastor. Jezebel wants to win trust and credibility. So you don't know who is Elijah and who is Jezebel. They are wearing the same tie. And they speak the same language. Christianese. And Jezebel has been so believed that Jezebel got ordained. And now Jezebel is teaching. So the Bible is saying that we need to wake up. Because there will be some amongst us that the might of the devil raised to deceive men. And it will happen in the church. Let's continue. Verse 21. Said, and I gave her time to repent for her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Go back to that, verse 20. Go back to that verse 20 now. Are you there? He said, the church, this is what I have against you. You have allowed Jezebel, which call herself a prophetess, to teach. So, listen to this very well. It means the end time church will need to understand that we have the responsibility of identifying what is not God and restricting it vehemently. We have been trying to some extent around this area, but it is Jezebel is now winning because we are doing it without love. So we are destroying both the lump and the wheat there. And the wheat. Let me explain what I mean. In the Old Testament, Jezebel is a person. Now, Jezebel is a system. And if there's anything about system, you can't destroy systems with anger. The same way, go and check. No country ever destroys insurgency with gun. It is an idea. You don't kill ideas with gun. No, you don't. You don't kill ideas with gun. Gather all the Boko Haram members and kill them. You will have to kill almost everyone they have ever spoken to. Because how long did it take Lucifer for his tail to draw the stars of heaven? He went into rebellion. True? What did the devil tell those angels that made them believe him above God? I'm saying, and look at the response of God, because we didn't learn. God did not use the strategy of intimidation. He allowed the rebellion have its full course to know those who are on his side. Let me tell you what I mean. One time, somebody posted about me online and said, fun fact, you are not a man of God. Say you are and put insult there. I said, to God be the glory. The person came on my platform to type the thing. So I saw it. I wanted to delete it. God said to me, he said, if you keep deleting and deleting, you will never be wise. Leave it. So I left it. In another 5 minutes, somebody commented under that comment. And the person was one of my sons. And said, what you have said is too harsh, but it can be true. Remove patience from the... Remove wisdom from the life of a man who is not patient. You can't have impatience and wisdom. You will have to be patient to see life for what it is. To see people for who they are. You will have to be calm. Because if you approach everything too quick, you will not see those who support it. So God allowed the devil to do his conviction a lot. Then as many as followed him, there was no space found for them in heaven. The fellow who wrote that, apostles are again. And I don't have any ill feeling. The fellow is just a child. Period. Get back. I'm not ready to lose anybody. Follow me, follow me, follow me. I'm not going to leave anybody behind. I think somebody will fail because I'm angry. Never. To hell with the anger. Let's put it aside. Let's finish this race. God will reward me. Relax. Yeah, don't clap. No, don't clap. I'm just showing you life. Don't clap. If you are patient, you will see things for what they are. Are you with me? You will see life. Your body says that when the eye is patient, you will see the nose. You see the nose. I don't know how, but lock yourself for about some hours. Say, I want to see my nose. God help you, it is pointed. You see it faster. But the rest, go and get a mirror. Amen. So, said you have allowed Jezebel to teach. And the Bible used the word. Please give me that scripture again. Revelations 2 verse 20. Use the word there because those things are not literal. They are metaphoric language. Is that okay? Said never learn a few things again because you have allowed that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach. So this is a system that teaches with thus says the Lord, but it is still lies. Okay? So why was Jezebel referred to as her and all that in the last days? Because there is the person of Jezebel who played a role so well. Can you listen to this? The person of Jezebel played a role so well that she fit into a kind of spirit that will operate in the last days. So they call them the same name. Let me come again. The person of Jezebel played a role so well that when God looked at her and looked at a spirit that operates in the last days, they are like. She played the role so well. Say, okay, this spirit too is Jezebel. You hand it. But there's something you need to know. I told you that Jezebel has special taste for the anointed. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 women, shout amen. Okay. There are two kinds of women in Proverbs 31. Let me show you the second kind. One is good. The other is dangerous. So she was discussed briefly. Are you with me? Don't worry. This is not an attack against women. Proverbs 31 verse. From verse 1 to 3. Look at it. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Yes. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Don't give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. Don't. You cannot deal with the system of Jezebel with immorality. She has you in her powers. We must stand strong that you can live sexually pure. And that's why you see that some of the strongest weapons of attack against the end time church is anything that stimulates sexual immorality. From adverts to movies. And now they are doing everything outrightly in movies. There's nothing like 18 plus. Once it is getting all those plus, it's not for you. It'll be for you. 18 plus, 16 plus, each one, just baba and vulgar language. Run. Because you know where you're coming from. You want to wake that in that you are trying to manage. Now you are thinking you are locking door alone. To do what? Jezebel is experienced in bringing down kings. Jezebel is experienced in bringing down the anointed. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You won't fall. They didn't say the amen.
Amen.
There's a story in Proverbs chapter number 7 of a man that went into another woman's house. And the woman, the Bible said that, she seduced him and said, come, let's go to my house. The good man is not at home. Said, I've decked my bed, I've paid my vows. Say, follow me. And the Bible said the man went after her. Verse 20 says that. She was talking about the good man. Verse 19 said, for the good man is not at home. He's gone a long journey. For he had taken a bag of money with him. And he will come at the day appointed. Verse 21 now. With a much fierce speech, she caused him to yield. Anything that is consistent can break you. Run. What Delilah did to Samson was the power of consistency. Saying the same thing again and again till you yield. Are you with me? She caused him to yield with the flattering of her lips. She forced him. Yes? He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter. No, you don't understand. Give me this in message translation. Message has a message. Give me a message. Before you know it, he's trotting behind her like a calf led to the butcher's shop. Like a stag lured into ambush. Yes? Verse 23. And then shot with an arrow like a bird flying into a net, not knowing that his flying life is over. Not knowing. Something never knew that when he got up to shake himself like other days, God would have left. Said not knowing. The birds that used to fly. The flying life. Is. Your flying life won't end.
Amen.
Yes. Continue verse 24. So friends. Listen to me. And take these words of mine. Most serious. The devil is out again to make people's flying life end. Let me show you something else in Proverbs chapter number 5. Proverbs 5, let's start from verse 3. Are you with me? Proverbs 5 from verse what? Verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drops as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her hand is bitter as wormwood, sharp as two-edged sword. Yes? Her feet goes down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest you should ponder on the path of her life. Her ways are movable, that she cannot know them. Yes? Hear me now, therefore, O children. Depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her and come not near the door of her house. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you what you don't know. Let me tell you what you don't know. You know, people said, when they began to hear our messages everywhere, they're asking, who is this man? Where did he come from? So on and so forth. Let me say a part people don't understand. Few months, I've been teaching for years, 15 years now. Before the messages start flying everywhere, I went through the most intense battle of my life. And it was not a battle against my life to take my life. So I saw, are you with me? that the devil came for my soul. And he began to scan my past. And he was trying to push me. You know, warfare is real. Nobody's voice ever gets heard until you break through in the spirit. And I saw that the devil was scanning through my leadership days from campus. I came out with a testimony. And I told the boys that followed me. I said, the devil came for me. And that lasted for about 6 months. 6 months of spending most of my days at night weeping. No. I will not yield. And it got to a point I said, I will rather die. So I know that there's a point you get to in your attempt to ascend, that if you had committed immorality before and swept under carpet, you would do it again. I know this one by experience. Six months of weeping. Let's leave it. This system is real, sir. Very real. Continue that scripture. Jezebel is accustomed, is acquainted with bringing the anointed down. Jezebel is experienced. Verse 7 now. Hear me now. Verse 7. Okay. Hear me now, therefore, ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Yes. Remove your way far from her, and come not near the door of her house. 9. Read this loud and clear. 1, 2, 3, go. Lest you give your honor and your yes to the cruel. When a plate has food, it's a good plate. But the moment they finish eating the food, the plate only has one name. Dirty plate. That thing God has put in you to serve your generation must never finish. Disperse the crowd. Go and tarry just to make sure you always have. Let me a vivid example of giving your honor to others. David and Bathsheba. The king. His lofty palace. Bathsheba, come. Oh, king, Kabiesi. The moment he slept with her, came back pregnant. He slammed him. David. What happened to King David? The honor is gone. You won't lose your honor. This is a matter of warfare. You won't lose your honor. Can I ask us to pray prayer for a minute? Father, may I never become formally anointed. May I never become formally anointed. The way you are praying doesn't look like you know it's warfare. Because it is warfare. Fight for your soul, that the system of Jezebel will not cripple you. You will not become one of the kings in our collection. Fight for your soul. Fight for your soul, that you will not become part of the decoration, part of the symbol of our victory and triumph. Fight for your soul, that you will not become part of the ones that was brought down. Fight for your soul, that you will not become formally anointed, that the Lord will shield you with his saving strength, that all unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. Fight for your soul. Fight. This is a merciless system. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. Say that amen with fire. Please be seated. Protect the oil. Protect the anointing. It is worth the fight. What God wants to serve a generation through your life must not be interrupted. It is worth every fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Be ready to die than to yield. Fight. Fight. Get to that point of resoluteness. Get to that point of resoluteness. Not in your own strength. Don't bend. Don't break. Don't yield. Fight. There is nothing glorious about being formally anointed. There's nothing fantastic about it. That King David has now become David. It's not nice. That the same Samson that will carry the gate of the city on his shoulder is now the one they are weeping and say, roll the stones. And when a man has gone so far to dislodge the powers of darkness and he falls, oh, they take turns on him. If there's anyone here who has fallen, you will rise. Yeah. That is not your end. You are coming back strong. You are coming back strong. You are coming back strong. There is no glory in being formally anointed. There is no glory in being a previous carrier of fire. Will you pray that I want to carry this fire till the end? Till the end. Till the end. Till the end. Till the end. Till the end! Oh, pray, pray, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please be seated. You know, anytime I talk and get to this area, I just remember campus days. And there are many people we thought will burn beyond campus. And many were sifted with different things. Some married fire extinguishers. The moment they said, I do, the fire was put out. The problem in the home became too much. They became toxic. There was no longer trace that there was a time they were anointed. Fight for the oil. When God found you, he was not flashing you. It was a calling. Fight to get back. It is worth the fight. Some couldn't fast when we were fasting. Oh, they called me names. Pastor Marathon. Different names. Sometimes I remember different names and I start searching on social media. Where did Bro so and so go? They are around, but not around. The only glory there is to us is that the oil we carry in this earthen vessel is preserved. That we don't run the race where we are leaking and we are not aware. Are you following me here? Fight for this oil. Fight for it. Fight for it. I was in a meeting somewhere. And a man came into that meeting. An elderly man in his late 70s. And I recognized the man. That I had seen the man. I was invited to come and set sound somewhere. And it was an ordination meeting where that man was ordaining another preacher. The man who did the ordination is in his late 70s now, still on fire. But the preacher that was ordained then is out of the race. What is the secret of longevity? What is the secret of carrying this fire till the end? I have found that those who carry this torch till the end, they have practices you can't take from them. major of which is fasting, prayer, and study. Once you take it out of the life of anybody, it doesn't matter how powerful they are, they will stop somewhere. Any other thing you can add, but these three, consistent. I saw that those who lasted. Oh, there is one more. Consistent purity. Purity. Because the issue with Jezebel is that Jezebel is going to cause people to commit fornication. Fornication there doesn't just mean sex before marriage alone. Fornication means to be joined to foreign gods. Are you with me? You have that oil. Before you get to the generation you are to serve, it must not finish. The worst way to appear is to appear empty before a very hungry crowd. You can't afford to. Are you with me? That's why you must master prayer now. If you have not done that, let those who are praying hold your hands. When I ask us to pray, some of us are seated. There's nobody here who is 80. Let's take the next 3 minutes. I want to see the youth roar. Help me preserve this oil. If you want to lay down, lay down. There's a way we pray. Help me. How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you fly when you don't know the ways of the Spirit? How can you run when you don't know the ways of the Spirit? The power at work in you is bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Changing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in His hands is the key to eternal life. A little here, a little there, until His will is done. He's at work in you. He's changing everything. In obedience to Christ. He's changing everything. In obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in His hands is the key to eternal life. A little here, a little there, until His will is done. Is that what in you? It's changing everything. In obedience to Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please be seated for a moment. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit, Lord.
You provide the Spirit.
I will open up
inside.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Yes.
Fill me.
Oh yes. Just help them. Just help
them.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Fill me up.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. As many as has lost the fire and the oil, I decree and declare, let a wind of revival blow across this place.
My Father, my God, search them out with your fire and let the anointing that went dormant resume work again. At the count of three. Help them now, ushers. One. Two. Three. Let the fire be restored. That same fire. That same one. That same conviction. That same anointing. That same grace. That same fire. Be restored. That same fire. That same fire. That same fire. That same fire. Amen. Please be seated for a while. Oh, yes, Lord. Shente keroko shente. As I speak, there's going to be distribution. People will be summoned back to their correct ordination. Be back to where you belong. The fire of what God said while you were on campus. The grace that you used to carry. So fresh. People looked up to you. What changed? As many as belong to that category, even now. Yes, that same clear vision you used to see. In the times of your morning devotion, the way the Holy Ghost will sweep in to your room and you'll be under His presence. That same glory is restored. Anoint them afresh, Lord. Seek out your own amongst us. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Just help them. Help them. Raise that sound. We are standing on holy grounds. Shakata Balatesha. Online, on site, all over this place. Let the anointing that was once there be restored. Fire. Fire.
Open your eyes. Open your ears.
Bring it out.
Soon you'll understand
that the Lord is here.
That the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears, soon you'll understand
that
the Lord is here.
This is holy ground.
This is holy ground.
Oh yes.
Hear me now. This is holy ground.
Oh yes. Amen. There are people here that used to walk in level of utterance and authority. The Lord said to tell you, I have touched your tongues once again with the coals of fire. And I have purged you of the sins of the past. There is the purging of the tongue with the coals of fire. There's a particular lady here who is an intercessor. And it went so bad, you don't know even when last you prayed well enough. It is back. Oh yes, it is back. It is back! Oh yes. You have a place in the formation of the end time armies. You have a role to play. You belong to the stand. We will not leave you behind. Pick up your sword and your shield. And fall back where you belong. You were anointed for such a time as this. Get back in the race. Get back. Get back.
Get back. Oh, yes. Shakata Baladeshita. Sente ke finish. Till you understand, you understand that the Lord is this is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground. My friend. Please be seated for a while. Sit down for a while. Agabai duhe. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. You will not be missing in the grandstand. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You have no choice. You either learn the way of strength or you are defeated. We are up against a system that is experienced with winning. And most times, even the anointed. The devil is used to seeing those who began burning. And later you can't trace the fire. Not even sign of smoke. He has collection of heads that once carried the oil. David said Saul had perished like one that was not anointed with oil. He has collection. Is it the prophetic? He has. Apostles? He has. So, there is nothing that is so special about you unless you learn this way. And it is the old-fashioned way of fasting, of prayer, of study, and of purity. There is no other way. There's no other way. And you are coming back. You are coming back. I don't know why, but I see, yes, that's, I see the anointing that you used to perceive before. Back. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Back. Oh, yes. Yes. That same presence. In fact, I see somebody like you are being covered with a cloth of glory. Like a duvet of fire and splendor of glory. When you move now, that same presence will move with you. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You must learn to practice the presence of God. Is that okay? To practice His presence means to know the protocol of hosting Him for long. He wants those who are patient around His presence. Not in a hurry. To worship. Just get in there. Oh, praise God. The fire is here. Thank you, Lord. There's restoration. You were not raised to be defeated. You are coming back to the grandstand. The battle formation is not complete without you. So you fall back in the line. Are you injured? Bruised? Bleeding? Be bleeding for long? Get back. The balm of Gilead is in the battlefront. He heals his wounded soldiers. He doesn't throw them away. Get back in the line. Get back. Get back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People are receiving scepter of authority. Oh, yes. Get back. Get back. Oh, thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your glory that is so strong here, and your power that is evident. Thank you. Let your children carry your presence like a cloak, that you will be divinely equipped to confront the gates of your own generation. And you will not fall before it. Rather, you will stand strong. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's give Jesus a hand. Thank you, Lord.